Sales are down at retail stores. Even popular discounters, which are accustomed to carving out an ever larger share of the market, are barely eking out gains. The nation's number two discounter, Kmart, is losing money. It and rival Target are feuding over whose prices are lower. Target is threatening a lawsuit. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports that's the latest sign that competition between the discount chains is fierce.
Over the past decade, U.S. discount retailing has exploded. The industry has more than doubled in size, elbowing out traditional department stores. Target's strategy has been to make discount shopping chic, going after customers like Kirsten Brecht, who could shop anywhere. Brecht is a young, stylish urban professional from downtown Washington. She's talking on her cell phone as she loads her cart.
It's not that I come here because sort of financially I have to, but you know, I'm definitely one of those people where it makes sense. You know, if you can get good things or things that you don't need to pay, you know, $96 for a Dolce & Gabbana t-shirt, I can get one at Target for $15 and that's fine. Yeah.
This store is huge and located along other giant chain stores in a suburb far from town. The parking lot is full. There are fewer cars outside the nearest Kmart store, a much older building in an older, poorer neighborhood closer to town. But Kmart is fighting back. Signs hang above the service desk promising to match any competitor's price. Leticia Onjejowa is shopping for back-to-school supplies for her four children, examining a tiny pair of pants. She says she prefers Kmart to Target.
Oh, I shop more at Kmart because I do compare and Kmart sells cheaper for me.
The top three big box discounters have successfully picked off competitors, including smaller independent department stores, other discounters, and they've even helped bring down industry pioneers like Montgomery Ward. Now they're butting up against one another, according to Ken Stone, a professor of economics at Iowa State University.
In the big box industry or the discount store business today, you almost have to be growing or you're going to be losing out. So they all have expansionary plans going at all times.
But Stone says the discounters can't all expand indefinitely because there's a limit to how much Americans can shop.
And just to put this thing in perspective as to why we really are over retail now, we had about 5 square feet of retail space per person in the country back in the late 60s, and we now have over 20 square foot per person. So we've more than quadrupled the amount of retail space per person in the last 30 years.
With Walmart and Target expanding the most aggressively, Kmart is struggling to keep up. Ken Gassman is a retail analyst with Davenport & Company, a Richmond-based brokerage.
If you look across retailing, you will see that most retail niches have settled into what we call a duopoly. For example, in consumer electronics, the dominant players are Best Buy and Circuit City. Among the home center players, the dominant players are Lowe's and Home Depot. But in the discounters, we still have three players, Target, Walmart, and Kmart. And there are people on Wall Street who think that Kmart's days are numbered.
Kmart lost $95 million in its most recent quarter. Not good, but better than last year. In fact, Gassman says the current economic slowdown could leave the discounters relatively unscathed.
Typically, when the economy slows, consumers tend to step down one level. Those people who perhaps shopped at a Sears and Roebuck or JCPenney now will go to Walmart and Target. Those consumers who shopped at Nordstrom, for example, might step down to a May company operation like Hex or something like that. So, yes, you see consumers react to a slowing economy by stepping down at least one level in their shopping niches.
For now, Gassman says, Walmart and Target may be the biggest winners, but in this industry, he says, nothing's permanent.
If you go back and look at the top 10 discounters at the end of the decade of the 1960s, which I guess is just a little over 30 years ago, there's not a single one of those top 10 retailers around today. Walmart was not on the list, Kmart was still Kresge, Target was still Dayton Hudson, and we had names like Two Guys and Gem Corporation all gone now. If someone had told my grandfather, for example, that Montgomery Ward was going to go out of business in the first year of the new millennium, or that Sears was in trouble, or that JCPenney was in trouble, he would have said, "You're crazy. It's not going to happen." But in fact, we see that. The lifespan of a typical retailer is relatively short.
So, Gassman says, even today's top dogs can't be sure they'll survive in the long run. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.